producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to begin, all right? I know we got the Democratic presidential debate tonight. Many of you have asked where everybody stands on Obamacare, even the Democratic presidential candidates. So I have a brief summary of where everybody stands and what they want to do with it. So maybe interesting. We're going to talk about that. Maybe interesting. I have to make it interesting, don't I? I know. Or I'm fired. I'll try and make it interesting, okay? I'll Dahlia-ize it up. We have the world's first robot farm to open in 2017. Another firm plans to replace humans with machines in its lettuce factory. We are just not getting anywhere in terms of making more jobs, but rather instead losing them to computers. I know, it's like Terminator. It's like the whole, you know, Terminator thing. The rise of the machines. We should make a movie about lettuce farms. I think that's pretty exciting. We got Playboy is going to be no more circulating fully nude pictures. We're going to talk about the changes with Playboy and why they're changing. Many of you guys know that my birthday is June 16. Hey, happy birthday to me, even though my birthday like passed. It's been months since my birthday. They say girls born in the summer end up healthier. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. What else do we have here to talk about today? Oh, gosh, the MH17 Malaysian airline crash. Apparently, we've been told that it was brought down.
Hello,
oh, and sorry about that. I got, oh, come on. Nothing's on mute in my office. I'm the only one that gets to talk. Thank you. All right, we're going to be talking about the Ukraine and Russia and how a Dutch investigation has found that it might have been shot down. We'll talk about that. Sorry, trying to do an exciting teaser, and it's just not happening. And then a very, very interesting study with religion, okay? There's a new theory that claims religion satisfies 16 different basic human desires. I would think it would satisfy a lot more because it's so important and prevalent in a lot of our lives, but it's kind of interesting, the psychology behind religion. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Ukrainian authorities had quote-unquote sufficient reason to, I guess, close the airspace over conflict-stricken eastern Ukraine before the downing of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. This is according to the findings of a Dutch investigation to the crash. The Boeing 777, if you remember, was heading from Amsterdam to Malaysia, and it was shot down, they say, July 17, 2014, over Ukrainian territory controlled by pro-Russian separatists. All 298 people aboard the aircraft died in the crash. The Dutch Safety Board took the lead in the crash investigation at the request of Ukraine, which remains, I guess, obviously in conflict with the pro-Russian separatists, you know, in certain regions. Now, they say the MI-17 crashed after a missile warhead exploded outside the cockpits. Now, this is obviously very, very concerning news. They think that the passengers probably weren't alive much long or had to suffer But they believe that many of the passengers could have been conscious for at least 60 seconds prior to the impact. And, of course, the impact on the ground was not survivable. They say the Dutch Safety Board did not find any indications of conscious actions performed by the occupants after the missile's detonations. Relatives of the crash victims were informed of the findings ahead of the report's release. So I don't know if this provides some closure. This isn't the first time we heard of a plane, a passenger plane, being downed by a missile. Pretty scary stuff. We'll keep you posted as we get more news, but that's some breaking news that came in today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we got the presidential debate tonight. A lot of people are all excited. Some people are saying, I'm so sick of debates as it is. Do we really want to watch? I'm going to watch. I think it's extremely important. Even if you don't like the other side, even if you don't, want to hear their rhetoric, I think it's extremely important because, remember, all right, somebody from tonight's debate could be president. Just like many of you did not want to see the Republican debate going, I'm not going to listen to Trump. I'm not going to listen to what anybody has to say. You know, please, it's a joke. Okay, Donald Trump may be your president. You might want to listen to what he's saying. Whether you agree with it or not, all right, our future president is obviously speaking at one of the debates. For the exception of Joe Biden, I guess Joe Biden still has not officially said he was jumping into the race. And from what I understand, he is not going to be in tonight's presidential debate, which I think is a smart move. You know, let's see how the other, contenders do and then come in and pick up the pieces. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are finally going to have a very long-awaited face-off. You have different ideologies, okay? One being a lot more socialistic than the other, one having a pretty ominous record to overcome. So it'll be very, very interesting. There's been a lot of postulation that many of the contenders brought up to face Hillary were more of a political buttress for Hillary. But now we're thinking maybe not, since Bernie Sanders has been able to rise in the polls. So we'll see where this goes. But where does everybody stand on Obamacare? All right, from a healthcare standpoint, whether a Democrat wins or a Republican wins, what the hell is going to happen to our healthcare? So got a quick review of what some of the contenders are saying. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we've been, I think, really disenchanted. And I've been thoroughly disappointed with not hearing anybody's take on what they're going to do with our healthcare system. And mind you, okay, you could be Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. I think a lot of us realize that the Affordable Health Care Act did not do what it was touted to do. And we have a lot of issues, okay? I have a lot of patients who voted for Obama twice, said this thing is horrible. All right. I think both sides of the aisle are very, very concerned with our current healthcare system. We were having issues before. We were. Okay? Mind you, and I think we all could agree with that. But, boy, did the acceleration deteriorate the system. And on top of that, it looks like there's some irreversible damage. So then, while we're watching these debates, and we're seeing the show that these people display, and trying to get airtime, and trying to look strong, and trying to look good, and trying to look friendly, and trying to look likable, and all that, some of us would really like to hear some substance. And me, as a doctor, and, you know, and as a consumer of healthcare, right? Okay, I got to get a mammogram, I got to get a pap smear, got to get my colonoscopy, have to see the doctor when I'm sick. As a consumer, I'd like to know what the hell is happening with healthcare, and what do they plan to do to fix the mess that we're in. Now, if Joe Biden does throw his name in the ring, okay, Joe Biden is probably, of all the candidates, one of the most supporters, or the highest supporters, of the current Affordable Health Care Act, because obviously he actively supported implementing it, okay? He says companies won't be able to use your medical history to determine how much to charge you. They won't be able to charge you just because you're a woman. They'll have to be transparent about what they're offering and compete against each other. It's going to make a world of difference. When he was running for president in 2008, Biden proposed a health care plan that would expand access to health coverage for all children and adults, but stop short of mandating universal coverage. That's according to NBC News. So going back where he says companies won't be able to use your medical history, I understand that meant pre-existing condition. Although this ICD-10 that divides vaginitis into, I don't know, 17 different, and that's just one aspect of it, diagnoses, I beg to differ that the insurance company isn't all up in your business knowing your personal medical history. So Joe Biden would probably be the supportive of the current Affordable Health Care Act. Lincoln Chafee, he said in a press release, it is an economic imperative that we address the problem of uninsured Rhode Islanders and rising health care costs. I'm confident of the clear path forward we have marked to achieve universal coverage of Rhode Islanders, and now we can get back to that important work with this decision behind us. He adopted Medicaid expansion, and he did try to reduce Medicaid by $43 million in his final budget. Now we have Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton changing things up a little bit, okay? In September 29, 2015, she appealed to Congress. So this was just, a couple weeks ago. She appealed to Congress to repeal the Cadillac tax. That's an excise tax on high-cost employer-based healthcare plans. She says too many Americans are struggling to meet the cost of rising deductibles and drug prices. That's why, among other steps, I encourage Congress to repeal the so-called Cadillac tax, which applies to some employer-based health plans, and to fully pay for the cost of repeal. That was interesting. I guess in a Facebook question and answer session on September 28th, she said she supported requiring pharmaceutical companies to invest in the research and development of generic drugs. That's a little tricky. Again, forcing private companies to invest in research, and how do you put a price tag on it? It could be millions upon millions and millions of dollars to research a drug. Where do they get the money back? I mean, again, I'm for research, and you know, nice idea, all right? You know, I nice try, but I don't see where the practicality of that will come in, because just to research a drug, you know, how do you get one company to donate the bulk of the amount? You know, I mean, you can't just say, okay, you know, we gave $5,000 to breast cancer research. That's not enough. These studies are very, very expensive. Now, she released her affordable healthcare and prescription drug platform back on September 23rd. Now, to her plan, a patient could visit a doctor three times without it counting towards their annual deductible. And families ineligible for Medicare could receive up to a $5,000 tax credit for out-of-pocket health care expenses. She would impose a $250 monthly cap on prescription drugs for patients with chronic and serious health conditions. Sounds good. Sounds really nice. If, God forbid, I had cancer, I would love to not have to spend more than $250. Okay, but then, again, the big question is, who is paying for these drugs. Her plan would legalize prescription drug imports from Canada. If the medicine you need costs less in Canada, you should be able to buy it from Canada or any other country that meets our safety standards. I'm understanding where that's coming from, and it sounds good, but again, got to be a little careful with that. Let me see what else we have here before I talk about that. Okay. Funding of the program. All right. So you have, it sounds nice, okay? Canadian medicines, Mexican medicines, our patients have been using it and they've been fine. All right? They've been fine. Okay. But how do you know which of the prescriptions, all right, are being looked at? Which of the boxes, which of the lot numbers? Okay. We have so much prescription fraud already going on in the United States. Not to mention, we're already having people that are buying from other countries, getting parts of drugs that don't exist. Like, for example, these, remember these heart medications that didn't have the active ingredient, or Viagra was mixed in with something else? So my only concern is it sounds great in theory, but if we don't have the infrastructure in place to, you know, to oversee this or control it, that's going to be a problem. Let's kind of jump down to Bernie Sanders. Okay. They say Bernie Sanders, in partnership with Representative Elijah Cummings, for Democrat from Maryland, introduced the Prescription Drug Affordability Act on September 10th. He says there's no rational reason why Americans should pay for the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. The result of that is people are dying and becoming much sicker because they can't afford the medicines they need. So Sanders sponsored the American Health Security Act also of 2013, which expresses the sense of the Senate concerning the enactment of Medicare for All single-payer health system. Okay, for all, single payer. Recognition of health care as a human right. State flexibility in designing health care programs and the goals of a new single payer health care system. Efficiencies through integrated care, implementation of policies to ensure higher quality, better prevention, and lower per capita costs. Sounds nice, okay, sounds nice, but a little socialistic to me. And again, how do you pay for this, you know, Medicare for all? And many of our patients are not happy with Medicare, which is why they have to buy supplemental private insurance to cover. So if, you know, having a baseline skeleton, all right, insurance, that's what a lot of people in theory want. But when they get it, they don't like it. So we have a lot of unhappy people with the current Medicare system. And to make a Medicare all-for-one single-payer system, my guess is it's going to be less quality than what we have now because you're expanding it to more people. So it'll be very interesting to see how he and Hillary square off tonight. What about some of the Republican candidates? Okay, well, Jeb Bush says, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act is flawed to its core. If the objective is don't worry about the budget, we'll just finance it the same way we're financing our deficits right now, build a bigger debt, and you could see this thing surviving. He wants Obamacare to be repealed. Let's see what's going on down here with Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump suggested that he supported universal health care September 27th. He said, I'm going to take care of everybody. I don't care if it costs me votes or not. Everybody's going to be taken care of much better than they're taken care of now. Okay? Now, I don't know if I don't know if we've really heard anything from his healthcare platform. We know he has a new tax platform where people making, I guess, less than $15 an hour full time would not have to pay income state taxes. But in a July 2015 Forbes interview, when he was asked if he would replace Obamacare, a spokesperson said Mr. Trump will be proposing a health plan that will return authority to the states and operate under free market principles. I'd like to know some details of that. So that's just a little bit of what, you know, some of the contenders are saying and how their approach will be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Your life is still on the floor.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Some of you guys are asking what went wrong with Playboy. A lot went wrong, and many of you guys are shocked to hear that after 62 years, Playboy is going to stop publishing photos of nude women. I was shocked that I was never approached by Playboy to pose for them. I really was. And, you know, then I realized that, you know, the magazine is, what, 8 by 11? You know, I mean, there's only, you know, and they usually want to show two breasts at a time and not just one. So my guess is they would have to zoom out or there would be some sort of another issue. And so honestly, Playboy, very shockingly, never approached me. I thought a Dr. Dahlia issue would probably be very, very sexy, but no. All right, so as of March 2016, no more nude photos. They still have not decided on the fate of the centerfold, which I thought the centerfold was supposed to be the most nude, is it? I don't know. I have not looked at a Playboy. I mean, I remember cleaning out my grandpa's house in the 80s, and I remember my mom found a lot of the old Playboys that he had, and she threw them out. And, I mean, who knew that, you know, old Playboys could later be... I don't know if he ever had the Marilyn Monroe Playboy, but, I mean, he collected everything. And, you know, my mom was like, oh, this is, you know, disgusting. You know, she's like cleaning it all up. And I didn't know. I was just a kid in the 80s, so I didn't realize there could be antiques or any, you know, now, oh, my gosh, I would probably, you know, ask the National Guard to, you know, protect the house, and I would go through everything and see what we could sell on Pawn Stars. But, it makes you wonder if he had a Marilyn Monroe edition, because that would have been worth a lot of money. But I guess the magazine debuted back in 1953, and Marilyn Monroe naked, even though it was more of a topless thing for our standards back then, technically naked. Smart way to launch a magazine, okay? But now I guess they're in competition with the internet. And in the 90s, one of the very first things that people realized they could do on the internet was porn. Yeah, I remember when the internet first came out. I remember I was like, oh, this is interesting. You could, you know, there was like this doctor forum, a physician's online forum. I found that. But everybody else found Persian Kitty or whatever. And so it was, I guess, pretty monumental in the industry of porn and suggestive pictures, having internet access. And because the internet is free, why would somebody pay for a magazine? Not to mention, you would have to get a subscription, which means your mailman would have to mail the magazine to you. Nowadays, I think they have certain covers on them in the mail, so nobody knows what magazine it is and it's packaged up. But, you know, still, people would steal magazines that, you know, so the monetization of it obviously went down. So, first reported in the New York Times, they're deciding to now shift and concentrate more on, I guess, I don't know, the articles. Hugh Hefner is now 89 years old. He founded the magazine after working for Esquire. And he was the one responsible for the first issue, December 1953. They said, Playboy just revolutionized the whole direction of how we live, of our lifestyles, and the kind of sex you might have in America. Reports of the change have been met with recollections of, you know, kids who were boys, I guess, poring over the Playboys. I don't know if my brothers ever had Playboy. I don't know. I remember there was on TV, right? There, and I think you could get a Playboy prescription to on TV. And I remember my dad had the Playboy channel. So my guess is my brothers just probably watched that. I don't know. Anyway, let me see here. So, the publication's arrival accompanied the sexual revolution in the 1960s. Playboy's racy content, I guess, helped fuel sexual revolution as well. Now it was okay to see nudie pictures. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know. Like I said, I'm really not, that's not what I read. I read health articles. I read a lot of Daily Mail. I read a lot of WebMD. So I don't know. All right. So anyway, I guess there's, if you really want some good, juicy articles, I don't know. I don't know where they should go. You know, very interesting. I always like to look at the business of things. Okay. You got a company, mind you, Hugh Hefner being 89. I mean, maybe he wants to just slowly close up the, close up shop. But if I were Playboy, and I don't know if they do this already, but I would probably, you know, you have like Planet Hollywood restaurants and Hard Rock Hotel and et cetera. I would probably, if I, from a business model, okay, if you can't do magazines anymore, all right, and nobody's really watching videos or you don't want to go down that path, I would start going into the restaurant, the hotel, the club business. I mean, didn't they used to have Playboy clubs? Didn't they used to have that? You know, this would be a nice time to rejuvenate it. It's a very, very iconic symbol. All you have to do is put the Playboy bunny symbol up, and people are going to go in droves because they know there's going to be nudie stuff there. I would also really launch a very, very heavy male aspect to it. Okay, I think there's a lot of other demographics that I think they could appeal to. So I don't think it has to. I don't think it has to go away completely. But you know, as we kind of watch things unfold, and our industries are changing drastically. You know, like we're going to be talking about the story here where you're having robots take over our lettuce plants. Is that what's going to be happening soon? You know, that's. I don't know. It's like, you know, I like seeing these businesses that are supposed to be too big to fail. I want to see them reinvent themselves. That's why I'm dying to see the Steve Jobs movie. Not because of the Steve Jobs story, because of Michael Fassbender, but that's neither here nor there. So the world's first robot farm is supposed to open in 2017. We're being told that a Japanese firm plans to grow more than 10 million heads of lettuce a year by replacing its human farmers with robots in 2017. These machines are going to automate every step of the planting process, from germination to seeding, harvesting and delivery, while also monitoring levels of carbon dioxide and lighting conditions. Not only is it going to boost production by 25%, it is expected to halve the labor costs, and these savings will be then passed on to consumers. This futuristic factory, they say, is being planned by Kyoto-based firm Spread. And will be, no, we're not on the Playboy story anymore. This is a lettuce story. And will be built at Kansai Science City in Kusugawa, Kyoto. Spread already produces 7.7 million heads of lettuce a year by its artificially lit vegetable factory. And I guess they have the Vegetus brand that sold in 2,000 stores around Tokyo. I know, you would think it would have a more Japanese flair to the name. If it's a, you know, anyway. So the construction of the factory is scheduled to begin spring next year. Mark my words, people, okay? This robot taking over human labor is, you thought the iPhone technology and the smartphone technology was fast. This is going to be fast. And the reason why is companies that are going to be producing these robots and marketing them to businesses are going to show businesses immediate savings. Businesses are going to buy these types of setups on a lease, and they'll be able to see their payroll go down immediately. And they are going to convince employers by the droves to start swapping over and robotizing or computerizing a lot of jobs. Very, very frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'd like to know, have any of you already seen that in your company where things have been robotized or people have been let go as more jobs are being taken over by the machine? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I've got a lot more to talk about, but really quickly, we have Ryan writes, I've been a branch manager for 20 years. This is an email that came about a week ago. This is when we were talking about, I think we're talking about the same subject, robotizing the workplace. Not that I want to robotize. All right, but this email did not come in now. This email is about a week old. But I've been a branch manager for 20 years and want to computerize the whole department. Workers don't want to work after they've been on unemployment for so long. He goes on to say how that would, you know, make his life easier and some of the things that the workers are doing. And I don't want to spend, you know, time on that because, again, you know, I don't want, you know, our labor force, you know, berated. But I got to tell you something. And the reason why I brought this up is this is very interesting. In the last 2 weeks, I've probably had 20 different patients come in that have told me that they're very stressed about work and they hate their jobs. And not the core job they're doing, but the job in that there's no staff or the staff doesn't stay and there's not consistent staff. Okay, now being devil's advocate, I can understand that with the staff. Okay, you know, a lot of people lost their job after putting in decades into a company. So you don't have any loyalty from the employer. How do you expect there to be loyalty from the worker? Okay, the employee. So, but going back to the problem at hand, all right, there is a very, very huge problem we're noticing in the workforce where you don't have people stick to a job. And even if they like the job, okay, many of them don't stay. Why is that? Is it because they can't afford to stay? They're just not getting paid enough. Is it because I just saw a relative of mine on LinkedIn. Relative hasn't called me because obviously, in my family, nobody really talks about, job issues unless, you know, they're trying to get out of doing something in the family. But I saw one of my relatives wrote, due to reorganization, he's looking for employment. He's like in his 50s. We have unemployed, in the olden days, I thought you would be already on your way to retirement in your 50s. We have people with young kids having to take care of, you know, families, etc., out of jobs still. Okay, the employment situation has not improved. And even in my office, I see a very fluid movement. Apparently, some people, they need a job because they're going to have issues with their child support. And they have to show that they're employed. You have a lot of people coming in going, I need to show I'm employed. I need to show I'm employed. And then all of a sudden, a week or two later, they're gone. And you're like, I don't get it because, you know, if you have to do an employment verification, don't you have to have a length of time for employment? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know about all the different, you know, reasons why people may stay and work and quit and work and leave. But what I'm hearing from a lot of, like from restaurant owners or restaurant managers, waiters are no-showing. Waiters are calling out. I'm hearing the FMLA issues are really overwhelming because everybody has FMLA and everybody's calling out. And, you know, mind you, I'm a supporter of FMLA. I am a supporter of if you're being sick, don't go to work. I keep telling you, if you're sick, don't go to work. If you can't perform to the best of your ability, do not go to work. But the problem we have is a lot of people aren't going to work. You also have, and this is something we discussed, you know, let's say you've been off work for 6 months or a year. It's very difficult to get back to the swing of things, okay? You start to miss the kids. You start to miss your computer. You start to miss a lot of things. And with work, you're not being hired for one small job, one small task. You're pretty much being hired to do the job of 3-4 people. And it's not fun. So we are seeing a growing trend of people very dissatisfied with work. And what's very interesting is we're coming up on another election. And I've had many patients come in going, can I file for disability? I just can't work. The migraines, the stress, my back pain, my bowels, I'm having irritable bowel. I just can't handle the stress of going to work. I need to not work. And I have never seen so many patients ask for that. Now, why? Well, because there's another option. In the olden days, you didn't work, you didn't eat. Okay? And mind you, I'm glad we have safety nets for people. Okay? I'm just being objective about what we used to have and what we have now. Okay? You would be very, very grateful for a job. People would be, and unfortunately, there was a lot of abuse in the workplace, which is why a lot of labor laws and labor unions had to form. But you would be so grateful that you had a job that unfortunately employers were in a position where they could exploit you. So labor unions had to form, and we had to have laws, and we had to, and then, you know, if you couldn't work, we had to have safety nets. And so I understand how the system evolved it needed to be. But now people are realizing that the safety net is not a skeleton type of temporary fix. It's a very livable process. It's a very livable opportunity. And you have people that say, you know what, I would rather make less money as long as I don't have to go to work. And mind you, you're having chronic back pain. You're having chronic abdominal issues. I get that. But no wonder employers are going to want to robotize or computerize jobs. All right? How do you run a restaurant without staffing? How do you run? Well, a lot of restaurants are like, fine, we're going to have people come in, input what they want on a computer. If they have any questions, we'll have the manager come out, talk to them, and then we'll have food servers, and we can have the number of employees. Same thing with the medical offices. You have nurses not show up. Okay, a doctor is only as good as their staff, which is why we really need to appreciate our nurses more in this healthcare system of ours, okay? Nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. But if they don't show up to work, you can't deliver the care you need to your patients alone. Same thing with teachers. If the teachers aren't coming to work, who's teaching the kids? All right? This is a huge problem. And it's just happening more and more. And the more you have companies include more robots and computers, etc., the less jobs available. Now you have more people not employed. And the longer you're unemployed, the less likely you're going to want to go back to work. And I don't know what we're going to do, with the exception of turning into Greece. Okay, we can't sustain this. And so a lot of people are like, you know what, I really liked unemployment. It worked out better. My health, and I got to tell you, my patients on unemployment appear to be healthier than the ones working. Why? Because they're sleeping. They're getting a lot of sleep. They're getting to go to the bathroom. They're getting to exercise. I mean, on one end, from a healthcare standpoint, it's great, but I'm like, how is the system going to sustain itself? How is this going to work? Well, it's going to work by employers getting robots and computers and more people going on unemployment. That's not a fix. So, I don't know what to say about the work ethic. I've definitely noticed some changes in work ethic, but I've also noticed changes with employers. You know, when I hear somebody's been fired, you know, after working for so many years, you know, that stinks. When you hear these companies reorganize and then fire people at will, they don't know who John Smith is, and they don't care, but John Smith is a father of five. So, you know, is there going to be a candidate that's going to appeal to the John Smith? I'm sure there will be. 1-877-DOCSALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.